Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Yes,
welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. So we got our good friend Josh Costell back on the show, folks. Josh is an almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of The Science of Sales Success. He's a sales training expert extraordinaire. Josh, thanks again for hanging out with us. Welcome back. In the previous segment, we talked about how the rules of selling has changed and how people really need to think about and look at their how they mount a sales campaign, create and train and hire and compensate a sales organization, especially a business-to-business organization, is primarily what we're talking about, folks, B2B, in this particular part. Things have really changed so that we have to rethink a lot of things. And your area is heavy in training, Josh. Talk to us about how this has changed.
Well, Jim, as you said previously in the previous segment, is that people are cutting down on the number of direct sales people. You know, it's becoming more, you know, it's a costly proposition. And one of the challenges as they go to more like manufacturer reps and distributors, the challenge becomes, how do you train people that, number one, don't work for you, and number two, they carry multiple lines of products and services? And that's
are you seeing an increase in factory reps?
I am.
Really?
I am.
This is very interesting what Josh is telling you right now. You know, we've always had the dedicated sales force that were employees or, you know, were dedicated only to that company. They worked for that company. And then you've always had the factory reps that are contractors who represent a line. They probably are focused on one industry, but they might have two or three lines that they work for that they offer. So you're saying that the latter, the factory rep population, it might be increasing while the other, the dedicated side might be decreasing?
I'm seeing that. Absolutely, Jim.
Very
interesting. I think a lot of it had to do with, number one, the economy. It drove out, as we all know, it drove out a lot of waste. So companies that were priding themselves on value-driven selling have almost become commodity-driven selling, because they've become, over the years, they've become much more competitive because mm-hmm. of cutting at increased productivity, becoming more efficient. And so when you start looking at the fact that you may be more cost-competitive than you've ever been in the past with a cost-competitive market, then what you look at is, am I better off with 20 direct salespeople or 5 regional sales managers that manage reps?
Right, right. And so then the question that you're posing today is, how do you train people who are not really under your thumb?
Exactly, and that's...
And what do you require of them in terms of the training, right?
Well, right, and here's, I think, the challenge, and then I'll address how it is that commissions, contests, and bonuses don't become a substitute for good sales management,
right,
or sales training.
Right.
It does when you have a market where demand is greater than supply, but in a market where supply is greater than demand, that's not what's going to work, because you know, what we're finding is that our indirect sales force, i.e., you know, reps and distributors, they're going to sell what they think takes the least effort mm-hmm. to sell. Regardless of what you're going to pay them as a commission, I always remember when I was the national sales manager at York with a direct sales force, we doubled the commission on a product, thinking that we would, and it was a challenging product to sell, thinking that we would sell more, right, if the salespeople could make twice as much on it.
Right.
And we found out it didn't do anything, so I started interviewing some of the salespeople out in the field, and they said, yes, Josh, you are paying us twice as much, but it takes four times as long to sell. So it wasn't a good use of their time.
Mm-hmm.
And so what really stuck with me is that salespeople are going to say, whether they work for you directly or not, is what is the best return on their sales time?
Mm-hmm.
And the goal then becomes, how do you make it easier for someone to sell your product? And I think that's
Well, typically, though, Josh, typically that is how you got them to sell the product you want them to sell, is by compensating for that product. But if you do that without the proper amount of training, then basically you've offered them a carrot that they think that's too hard to work for.
Exactly, exactly. Actually, it becomes the opposite effect. It's like
right.
almost having a lighthouse that encourages you to crash on the rocks.
Right.
Yeah.
So, folks, what you're hearing from somebody who's out there where the rubber meets the road, you're hearing just some examples of how how the world of selling is changing. The rules have changed, but also the way you mount a sales effort is changing. And so we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this with Josh Costell. He's one of our experts in this area. The book is called The Science of Sales Success by Josh Costell. He and I will be right back. It's 10 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.